from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Back here on 96.5 The Fan, Dusty Likens, Bob Fesco, Beck Morey. There is a really good-looking morning out there, a little pink skies.
Dusty, he's an expert on pink skies.
Damn right. There it is, yeah.
Beautiful sunrise out there this morning, fellas.
It is gorgeous, yeah.
Not going to lie, it looks great. Got a big week ahead. Got some good weather up here. Got a big night tonight. We'll dive into it. Throwing out the first pitch. You're doing something as well.
I'm doing the condiment race. Yeah. Just got a text from my friend Marge, who's one of the ushers out there. She goes, please pick ketchup. I'm like, I don't know. I was going to go with mayo.
It's you and who else?
Me and Cody and Nate Taylor. Mm. I like my chances of winning this thing. Somebody said, are you going to go out there and try to win it? I go, well, if I'm racing against a kid, I can't be like a bully. You know, you got to let the kid win, right?
Yeah.
But this is Cody, who probably is going to take this really serious, right? Like, Cody's going to want this thing, right?
He was talking about it on a Friday. So
his third time
racing. He's never won. He's excited.
He's excited. He's never won.
He's determined.
Okay. Should I let him win just to give him that joy and feel of, like, you know, winning something?
I'm just going to let him know. I'm going to let you know, Bob, if you let him win, you are throwing him a low-hanging fruit to make a song.
Oh, am I?
If that's any motivation for you,
okay.
That's a good point. Please run fast.
Okay, all right. I'm trying to think I like Nate a lot, so maybe I'll let Nate win this thing.
Apparently Nate was a track athlete.
Yeah, and you could just be dirty, and you could just shrug Cody on the ground.
Well, that's the other thing.
Like, if I'm eliminated, he's out. Nate, take it away, bud.
That's the other thing. Do you do it like so it's, you know, a display so it makes, you know, TV? I'm just going to run the race. I'm gonna try to stay as far away from Cody and Nate as possible, yeah. So I don't run into them. I've never run in a hot dog suit before.
Also avoid Randall Simon.
Yeah, exactly. He's not still playing, is
no,
he? Oh, my God.
That's one of the Matt best. I got that reference.
That's probably not.
That's your decades 20 of
years
separation.
Ago.
So a long time ago, there was a race at Pittsburgh Pirates?
I thought it was Milwaukee, and
was
they were
Milwaukee?
Doing the sausage, or it was Pirates, and they were doing the pierogi race. I don't remember.
And
but
a guy named Randall Simon was basically a subpar power hitter. Journeyman, just
like
random,
one of those guys that you thought was always going to hit a home run but never did.
Don't understand why. Decided to grab a baseball bat in the dugout, and as one of the mascots came running by the dugout, he just hit him with the baseball
bat.
It
knocked him down with the bat.
right the torso. Like, no idea why.
I think it was a girl, if I'm not mistaken. Like, just for no reason, just took the bat out and whacked the sausage, man.
Dude, no idea why.
Like, Randall Simon whacked the sausage right in the dugout. It was unbelievable. Like, he just, like, over the rail, just boom, and down goes the sausage.
Yeah, I never understood that.
So who whacked sausage in the dugout, you know? Is this unbelievable.
CC Sabathia.
You think Quattrero may try to knock me down, or, you know?
No, because I think he likes this.
Okay.
He gave us a new song
on
the cusp. Just did it. But I want to get into this because we asked the question of who you actually believe. Do you think you can count on one hand who's an actual Super Bowl contender?
Yeah, I think I can, actually. Yeah, a legit Super, not somebody who you think could potentially win the Super Bowl, but like just like real life Super Bowl contenders.
And before you give me your list, I bring this up because Joe Shad said that he was asked if he thought from Tua if the Dolphins were Super Bowl contenders. After I shared Ross's comments, I said, yes, Miami is one of about 10 contenders. Miami's rankings in 2023. Regular season wins, 5th. Points scored, 2nd. Fewest points allowed, 22nd. Point differential, 5th. But yet, 6 of their losses came against contenders.
Yeah, right. You're not a contender.
We're great. Like, the Chiefs were 11-6.
Mm-hmm.
The Dolphins were 11-6. The Dolphins lost to the Chiefs twice. And the second game wasn't really close. And the first game, however you want to look at it, close score, but it was
not really a close game. Yeah.
Not a close game.
You felt like you were in control until the last 2 minutes, and that was an excruciating final 2 minutes of a football game.
And Shad basically reminds me of, and I think he's a good dude. I don't have any problem with him, but I think he's just one of those things on the spot where he's like, actually, if I think there's, you know, teams that can make it, 10 teams that are legit Super Bowl contenders, not Super Bowl winners, contenders that can actually go to the Super Bowl. And I know people could look at this and be like, Dusty, Bob, anybody could get a chance to go to the Super Bowl. We've seen this happen before. Not really.
No, not
Detroit
really.
Detroit still hadn't made it.
Right.
Right? The Rams, who people think still haven't made it. So anyways, you just have 5? Because I think I can only name 5 that I think actually could contend to be a Super Bowl contender.
Well, I think it's obviously the Chiefs. It's obviously the 49ers are up there. I'm not ready to say Cincinnati yet, because I don't know how healthy Joe Burrow is. Mm-hmm. I'm not ready to say Buffalo yet, because I don't know what that, you know, bleep show is going to look like this year up there. Miami can't beat good teams, so they're off the list right now. Green Bay is going to be interesting to see year 2 of Jordan Love. You know, he caught fire last year. Then they paid him. Like, a lot of pressures on Jordan Love this year. Philadelphia, I'd like to put into that category, but I just don't know if Nick Sirianni is going to be a coach that melts down, or if he's a coach that's going to kind of turn it around and get it back to where they were some 2 years ago. So, I mean, I think when you look around this league, in my opinion, they're probably, I would say, the Chiefs. I would say San Francisco are your 2 legitimate Super Bowl contenders. I think Green Bay, Cincinnati can kind of be in that ancillary category right now, along with Philadelphia. I just don't think right now there are that many legitimate teams that, you know, can roll through Kansas City or roll through San Francisco and upset either one of those teams at home or even on the road, as we saw with the Chiefs, to potentially get to the Super Bowl. And I keep Baltimore off that list as much as I would like to put them on there, because Lamar still hasn't proven that he can truly win when it matters the most in the postseason.
You ready for the kid to piss you off here?
Yeah.
Mac, what do you got? Probably 10.
You think the Bears are a legit Super Bowl contender?
No, not
but
yet.
See, this is where the age difference is. The age difference, as we've talked about a lot, kind of comes in.
40s, 30s, 20s.
Right. I got 20 years on you. I've seen the show before, right?
I saw Eli Manning win as a wild card. They won 9 games.
They won 9 games. But you didn't consider them at the beginning of the season a legitimate Super Bowl team. And I will tell you about that season, because that was the year my wife and I got married and we had to take a marriage class. And I go, do it after the regular season, because the Giants aren't going to the playoffs this year. Lo and behold, they went and won the Super Bowl, and I'm sitting in a class learning how to balance a checkbook.
Hey, send me that class. I may need to take that.
No, I wouldn't. No.
He wouldn't wish that on his enemies.
No.
All right, my contenders. Green Bay, including them. I'll go NFC. So Green Bay, Philadelphia, Detroit. I'm going to include the Rams since San Francisco. So Green Bay,
but
San Francisco.
But you've got a Stafford injury now.
Yeah, but Stafford's going to be fine by the end of the year.
We'll see. You know, going into the start of the season, I don't know. That kind of concerned me over the weekend. Like, Matthew Stafford's got a hamstring injury. I'm like, oh, God.
He's always got something.
Who's their backup in L.A.?
Yeah.
Stetson Bennett.
Stetson Bennett is. Yeah.
And then in the AFC, I've got KC, Buffalo, Baltimore, and the New York Jets.
Oh, God. The Jets can't even stay out of their own way.
That's what I was waiting for.
I mean, the Jets, that is a franchise mess right now.
Nobody has Houston. I'm surprised by that.
I think Houston's kind of in that same category of, I think they're going to win the division, but are they going to take that next step, or are they going to take that step back? I believe that they're going to take that next step. I believe in their coach. I believe in their quarterback. But you still got to see it, right? Like, legit Super Bowl contenders, it's hard to go out there and win the Super Bowl. It's hard to be a legitimate Super Bowl contender. There are teams we'd like to throw out there. But I think, you know, we've talked about it. There's more parity in Major League Baseball than there is in the NFL. Every year, it's kind of the same teams. And then maybe a last-place team bounces up and wins the division and gets in and that kind of stuff. Really, going into an NFL season, you kind of know who the legitimate Super Bowl contenders are. I still think it's Kansas City and everybody else, but San Francisco, I think I throw a bone to as well, even though Brock Purdy isn't playing well. People are concerned about that now.
Oh, gosh.
And that conversation's got a little bit of juice left to squeeze in it. We'll get back to it a little bit later, but Bobby Witt Jr. and George Brett, another stat that's going to continue to keep coming up. It's almost like Mahomes and everybody in the NFL. Yes, I have once again comped those two guys that play in the same parking lot. Fesco and Dusty, brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LipMaster's patented MyQ technology is the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com. Crayons, crowns, whatever you want to call them, ideas for the future. We all have one. Bob Mack, Dusty, this is 96.5 The Fan, your home for sports radio.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.